Your spiritual transformation can be an exhausting and frightening experience. Many of us hold on to a personal safety net, but the path of liberation can be walked effortlessly. Welcome to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment, with Brigitte Boyer and Saint Germain. Join many divine masters and angels of love and light who are here to help ease the intensity of these times of birthing a new paradigm on Earth. Now here's your host, Brigitte Boyer.
Greetings and welcome to The Power of Transformation. It is with so much love and gratitude that I connect with all of you today again during this weekly radio show. My name is Brigitte Boyer and I will be your host for the next hour. Also with me is Ascended Master Saint Germain, Master of Transformation and Freedom, who will use me as his channel and instrument of the light to speak to you directly during this time. If you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. You can also connect with me via Twitter or contact me directly by email at info@lightbridge101.com. I also highly recommend signing up for my newsletter on my website to receive channeled messages from the Hierarchy of Light on a regular basis. This is just another way to receive additional support on your journey of transformation and liberation. The music on the show is created by Mike Snyder. To find out more about him, other recorded music and events, or his services in general, please go to his website at www.mikesnydercc.com. That's MikeSnyderCc.com. And since this is the last show for the season, and the second season with all of you, this website for Mike Snyder is rather important because any of the upcoming events that are recorded will be offered through his website, not through my website. So if you want to stay attuned to what's going on, to what is being offered, like the summer solstice, that is a way to also participate in some of the events that we are having going on here in New Jersey, because you're in many, many places and you're not always going to be able to obviously physically be here. And with that, we are starting, or I should say we will get to the meat of this last show. And so it kind of makes sense that the name of this last show of the season is Endings and New Beginnings on the Path of Enlightenment. And if you're anything like me, endings don't always sit so well with me. Growing up, there have been different occasions where I had to experience different forms of endings and new beginnings. And it really is part of life. But for some reason, when it comes to endings, it feels so overwhelming at times. Most likely because when it comes to endings, we don't necessarily always see the new beginning yet. We don't see what's coming after the ending. And so we are really forced to surrender, to let go, and to have trust and faith in something greater than us to provide us with what's now more suited for us. Now, we go through endings because of a job that changes and we were let go of, or something in a relationship shift and we have to end the relationship, or the partner that we are with is ending the relationship with us. And often these endings might even come as a surprise because we have the tendency to close our eyes and not really want to acknowledge that there's an ending about to happen, even so deep is in our heart. We kind of know that. And so there's a lot of fear that can come up with that, a lot of sense of threat, and nobody likes to lose control, to be in that state of free fall that the masters very often talk about now. Because where we are heading is a total alignment with your divine I Am presence. And what this total alignment with your divine I Am presence means is that at any moment in time, Spirit will work with you and through you and will direct you exactly where you need to be, even though you might not have expected that at all. So in this year, especially 2016, that is so much focused on completion and endings, what we are asked to do is open our hearts, close our eyes, cross the threshold, and just let ourselves fall into the abyss of the unknown with absolute trust and faith that whatever the next stage is, whatever the next level of consciousness, the next level of experience is, there will be in perfect alignment with where we are at now. And sometimes it asks you to be even more open, more vulnerable. And that in itself can create fear. Because as we remember other times of vulnerability, we also remember that maybe we were attacked or we were rejected or something happened that created some form of separation. But you have to remember that you are not who you were then. None of us is. In the last 5 years, we have gone through such a deep transformational process. Really, many of us have experienced a big shift in 2010, where we were already asked to maybe move our location or start a new project or begin a new form of communication with the hierarchy of light or with people around you. And so already then were we asked to go deep within ourselves, to bring up to the surface what we might have been afraid of looking at. And so the last 5 years have been a deep purging. And 2016 is not so different, to our great regret, because we are kind of exhausted and we would like this to end. And in a way, we are now welcoming the ending because we are so tired and exhausted from this purging that we are saying, okay, enough already. Let's just end whatever needs to end and let's begin with whatever needs to begin. And so many of us are open, filled with expectation of new beginnings and are kind of waiting for this moment where we can feel the big shift. And yet the big shift is happening in small little steps. It's already happening. It already has been happening. And we are just not looking at the right place. So I invite you to look back at your life for a moment. Look back at the last 5 years. And yet, yes, you might say that you were very sick and you had to go through operations or through certain things in your life that were very uncomfortable. But it was also necessary to remove something that you've carried probably with you for many lifetimes. And so now you were able to release it and to let go of what no longer serves you. And so we continue to go through the process of ups and downs, ebb and flow, light and darkness. And yet there is an evolution taking place. There is a shift taking place continuously. Saint Germain wants to talk to you a little bit more in this last radio show of the season. I invite you to go within and to think about the last 5 years. You are today a lot different than you were 5 years ago. And you might say that it was through a painful process, maybe. But in truth, it brought you into a deeper alignment with spirit. If nothing else, it brought you into a deeper alignment with spirit, I promise you. We have to become aware of that in the years following this day, that there is still a lot of change and integration taking place. And realistically, when such a huge time shift is happening, when a 5,000-year time period and a 26,000-year time period comes to an end and begins anew, the changes are not going to be overnight. We, all of us, creating the foundation for a new beginning for all of humanity, for Earth. And so even so, sometimes we feel a little frustrated because we still see ourselves here, even so we want to be there, whatever there is for you. It is a necessary process because it's not just about us. This path of transformation that we are all on, this path of enlightenment, it's about humanity as a whole. And if you listen to this radio show, I can promise you that you're here on Earth primarily to assist humanity as a whole to ascend, and that you've walked through the ascension process already at some lifetime or some planetary system, and that you're here now to assist through pure cellular memory of how it is done to step out of the darkness, out of the state of being asleep, into the awakened state of a liberated divine self. So with that, I'm going to give the word over to Saint Germain, as he, I'm sure, has a lot more to say about endings and new beginnings and the path of transformation than I do, and the cycle of transformation. So with that, we are going to listen to the first piece of music by Mike Snyder to bring in Saint Germain fully into this part of the show. Greetings, I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I come before you at this time of continued awakening and transformation. So much has happened in the last few years, and so much is continued to happen, and every single one of you is playing an important role in this transformational process. Be very much aware of the power that you hold within. You are the violet flame in action. Otherwise, you would not connect with me in a manner the way you're doing right now, through this radio show or through your life. And the power of transformation is triggered through using love as a true tool to bring about healing and to bring about change. And that love always starts with loving your own self, with empowering your own self, with continuously becoming aware of what is out of balance within you, what doesn't feel right within you, what triggers fear within you. And don't run away from this. Yes, of course, you might feel raw. You might feel vulnerable. You might feel overwhelmed by the onset of all these emotions that you're feeling. And yet, we, the hierarchy of light, ask you not to run away from these feelings, not to numb yourself in form of creating busy work, in form of watching one TV show after another, or taking drugs, or drinking alcohol, or finding other ways to keep yourself too busy to focus on what's going on in your inner self. The truth is, some of you who feel physical sickness have not paid attention to your body, to the message of your soul and your spiritual self speaking to you through your body. So when you experience certain areas within your body that are in pain, ask yourself how it affects you, how it limits you, and what it forces you to do. You will find that it forces you to do something that under different circumstances you would not have done for yourself. It asks you to bring yourself back to you. And in this cycle of transformation that humanity is going through at this time, the endings and new beginnings – will become more and more frequent for every single one of you. So it is of the utmost importance that you lose that fear of endings and instead celebrate it as an opportunity for great spiritual growth to take place. Endings stand for acceleration. Acceleration on many different levels. Whenever you go through the process of emptying yourself, emptying your cup, letting go of everything that you've attached yourself to, it also means that you're opening yourself up to a greater light. You're opening yourself up to a greater knowledge, to a greater power, to a greater divine essence to fill you up. So when that moment comes, that an ending is complete, that you've crossed the threshold and you still don't know what the new beginning looks like, don't get nervous. Reconnect yourself through your heart with your soul and your divine I Am presence and be patient. Patience is one of the most important virtues at this time. Through patience, everything can evolve and open up according to a natural divine plan that is working at this time for all of you. You're all part of a divine plan. Your life, no matter how much you would like it to make about you, is not just about you. Every challenge, every obstacle that is in your path has a deeper meaning. As you find ways to transform and transmute the fear into love and light, as you find a way to change the obstacle, the challenge, into an opportunity and grow from it into a new form of existence, you assist humanity as a whole. And so I want you to be very much aware of the cycles that you will experience on this path of enlightenment, because as you become more conscious of them, it will be easier not to become afraid, to get scared, or to slow down the process, which makes it even more painful. You will go through a time of being blindfolded, being in a cocoon, truly not able to see what is occurring outside of yourself. And what has brought you to the state is a choice you made, a choice to become an even more effective instrument of the hierarchy of light, a choice to further move into a liberated state of beingness, a choice you've made to release what no longer serves you, to become a more effective healer, teacher, guide, to be able to hear spirit more clearly, to be able to see auric fields more clearly. There are so many choices that keep pushing you forward, but the most important choice that you've made, that you will make again over and over, is a choice that you choose to experience love on all levels. It is a choice to open yourself up to a greater love in whatever form that comes to you or will be experienced by you. But that is the driving force. Deep within you, you always seek to release that what is not in alignment with the true love of the divine, the Christ love. It's a love that can only be experienced when you open yourself up to the higher realms. And so in all of this, you will find that as you walk the path of transformation, as you make that choice, you will for one moment experience a blissful state of oneness in ways you've never experienced before. It is like giving you a taste. It is like giving you the carrot that is being put in front of you to help you go through the emptying process. What will follow is a time of releasing, of emptying yourself, of letting go of detachments, of letting go of control. It will be felt like being blindfolded, being in a cocoon, not being able to hear, even feeling disconnected from us at times. What it asks you to do is go within and to redefine some of the physical aspects in your life that simply no longer serve you. But most importantly, what you're asked to do at that moment is to just be willing to breathe out any fear, any tension, anything that keeps you contracted. It is a form of contraction that you're feeling. And by allowing yourself to feel this contraction, it is like giving birth. Everything inside of you contracts to give birth to something new. It is the influence of the great disciplinarian, the planet Saturn. It is through deep purging that you find a way to just be in the moment, to be willing to see the light within you, even so you can't see it outside of yourself. You're willing at that moment to stop fighting, to stop controlling, and to just be. And that is the moment when you can step out of the cocoon and you can receive a deepening of a new knowledge that is going to be given to you in some form or way. You, at that moment, open yourself up to new information, to new form of experiencing life on Earth. And through applying this new knowledge, you come through hard work sometimes. You come from a place of separation to a place of oneness again, to a place of alignment, to a place that your life suddenly works in the most miraculous and beautiful way. And in that moment, you feel the deep desire to share this with the world. And I invite you to do so. Never hold back. Always be willing to share your experiences. Don't be afraid of being judged. And as you share your experiences, as you become the teacher, you move to a new level of consciousness, a new level of wisdom. This wisdom can help not only you, but so many who listen to you and also tread the path of enlightenment. And then, when the time comes, you have to get ready for the next spiral of the ascension process, for the next evolutionary process to take place. So the greatest advice I can give you in this is to let go of any form of attachments and to step into a full acknowledgement that you're part of something greater, that you're part of an aspect, that you're an aspect of all that is, of God, source, creator, all that is, the great spirit of all, and that that great spirit is guiding and directing you, and that if you are in alignment with spirit, you also are experiencing love, joy, and bliss. It is when you choose to not believe in this alignment, to separate yourself from that alignment, by wanting to control the outcome, by wanting to move either into the future, trying to figure out the future, or hanging on to the past. That is when you will feel discomfort, when you will feel pain and sorrow and sadness and fear. So yes, it is about the power of now. It is about being willing to float along the river of life that, yes, is moving very quickly right now. Everything is speeding up. Everything is accelerating. Everything is moving towards one goal, and that is the goal of oneness, of peace, of transforming the old structures to create a new paradigm here on Earth. So do not hang on. Let the river of life take you where you need to be, and have trust and faith that at the end of this journey, you're not going to get lost, or you're not going to go back into the darkness, but that you're moving towards a more beautiful state of being, a more divine state of being. And so I invite you now, if you haven't already closed your eyes, to close your eyes now and to feel your life rushing by. It is okay to see yourself floating, even if you want to envision some floating device. Envision yourself floating on the river of life. That is where you're on. And yes, there might be some rocks that you're bumping into. And yet, your floating device continues to go down the river of life. And yes, it might become very, almost heartbreakingly fast. And you want to hang on to something to slow you down, but you can't. And yes, you might see a waterfall ahead of you. And you're very afraid that you're not going to survive this fall, that you will die in the process. And that is what your lower self is telling you. Because in past lives, the paths you've been on meant leaving your physical body behind to raise your consciousness to such high levels. In this lifetime, we are doing our very best to support you in raising your consciousness and keeping your body with you, keeping the body alive so the body, the physical self, can also go through a necessary transformation to step further into its light body self, into a more crystalline structure, into a higher frequency than ever before. And so I invite you now to envision coming to that waterfall. You can't control it. You can't hold yourself back. And your little vessel or floating device is now jumping out into space. And you feel yourself drop. And your heart is in your throat. And you might even move in a way that you're not only falling, but you're falling upside down. Or you might even swirl around. And you lost all control in this process. And so allow yourself to feel what it is to lose control, to not be able to hang on to anything, to be in absolute free fall. Yes, I know. It feels overwhelmingly frightening at times. And yet, that is the state you have to allow yourself to be in, to move to the next level of consciousness. It is that in-between place, from one level to the next, that some describe as great chaos. It's great chaos and confusion and doubt. It is touching you, it's pushing you. And yet, out of this, a whole new life, a whole new existence is being born. And so, as you fall, open yourself up, because we are now in a joint venture, are going to bring in a very unique cosmic force where we are infusing you with a high frequency of love from the cosmic Christ, intertwined with the high frequency vibration of the cosmic violet flame, infusing it directly in through your crown into your heart as you have your eyes closed and you experience that free fall. And we invite you to see what is taking place as you fall, and as you fall, and as you cannot see where this is taking you. You cannot see the bottom of that waterfall. You can see maybe some watery mist, but you cannot see the surface of where it is taking you. So open yourself up. Allow yourself in this fall to receive this energy infusion, and see how the experience of the free fall changes as you receive this infusion. Thank you. And now you will find that instead of falling on the surface of water, there's an opening ahead of you, the purity of light that is calling to you. And as you settle within that light, you find yourself slowly recentering on a new base of water, with love, with peace, harmonious. And there are many angels surrounding you, helping you, steadying you, straightening you out, and giving you a little shove into the right direction. So there's nothing to be afraid of. We are all here to help you move on the right path, to help you liberate yourself from the old so that you can assist in anchoring a new paradigm here on Earth. Never underestimate the importance of the part of the free fall. Yes, on the path of transformation, it is probably the most frightening aspect of transformation. And yet it is also the most liberating and freeing part of it. And you're never alone. You're surrounded by many helpers. And not just in the spiritual realm, in the physical realm too. Don't underestimate how many there are that want to support you to be successful, to be the best you can be, to be the greatest version of you. You think there's none, but that is an illusion for you to break. Open up your eyes and look around and see who's really there, instead of believing that there's only you and just you on this path. You're not all alone. You're not the lonely warrior of light. That is what you've made yourself believe to keep yourself limited, and actually what you've used to slow down the process. But in the days ahead, that will no longer work for you or any of you, because it is through connection, it is together that you walk the path of ascension. It is together that you're going to jump off with joy over the edge of this waterfall, hand in hand, and you let yourself fall. And you might scream with joy during the fall, letting yourself be carried exactly where you need to be. Allow yourself to feel the support that is in your life, that is helping you redirect after the fall into that place that is rightfully yours. But please know that I will continue working with you and through you. Now that you can call on me at any point in time, because you truly are that important. You truly make such a difference in the lives of others through the path you're treading. It might not always feel that way, especially if you feel that you're in the midst of your own personal traumatic experience right now. But as you continue to work through it, as you keep using the violet flame of transformation and the power of Christ's love to keep finding ways to balance out that what is out of balance, to bring light and love where there is darkness and fear within your own life as well as those around you, you will find that it becomes increasingly easier for you to stay centered, to surrender, to let go of control. Because in this lifetime, you've gone through the deaths and rebirths, through the endings and beginnings already frequently, what used to happen throughout only one lifetime after another lifetime. You've now experienced in succession in just this unique lifetime right now. And so be very much aware that you're reprogramming your cellular memory within yourself, that the circles of ascension, the spirals of ascension, they're happening much more frequently. And so it will become easier for you. Have trust and faith, because deep inside of you, you know that whatever you're experiencing temporarily in form of a loss, that this too shall pass, that this is only a preparation for you to experience something new, something more beautiful, something more in alignment with your heart. In the next few weeks and months, I very much invite you to focus on your heart chakra. Enter your heart, see the temple of your heart within you. Align yourself as you are in your heart chakra with your soul and your divine I Am presence. Call on your divine I Am presence to descend into your inner sanctuary to be in perfect alignment with you. If you feel that your mind is creating too much chatter, then find ways to calm it down simply through calling on myself or Archangel Zadkiel to wield the violet flame, to transform and transmute any discordant energies into the frequency of love and light. And again, be patient with yourself. Through being patient, you will find that sometimes instead of reacting in a hasty way, in a fast way that might create more chaos, that by slowing down, that by not rushing something, a solution is already presented to you, or a situation simply is going away without you even having to do anything about it. So the greatest lesson in these times right now is for you to be open, to be accepting, to say yes, in the knowing that whatever is being brought to you will be for your highest good, and that you are in alignment with something greater. Don't be afraid. Don't shut yourself down. Don't close your heart. Just be open and aware. And you will feel the nudging by spirit, I promise you, when it is time to act. So don't force action. And in this process, you will find that many things will become easier for you. Because a lot of things that you participated in the past, you don't have to participate in anymore simply by your willingness to wait things out and let them unfold naturally. So again, be reminded, I am with you. You most definitely are a power of transformation yourself, a power to be reckoned with. You are the violet flame in action. You are the Christ love in physical form and in action, and I want you to own that. Blessings to all of you. I am Saint Germain, and I'm with you always. Namaste. And I will give now the word back over to Brigida to close this radio show with all of you. And it is done. Well, thank you, Saint Germain. And thank you all for being part of our show today again. I can say it's truly an honor and such a pleasure to serve all of you as a channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light, of divine love and light. And these last two seasons have been an amazing experience for me too. I've learned so much about how much I try to control and how much I haven't accepted my humanness and my imperfection. So thank you. You all made that very much possible. And I know this will help you, all of us. These kind of frequencies help us grow and heal and shift our awareness. I'm deeply grateful that we were able to connect with each other in some form or way, directly or through this radio show. And be assured there will be more to come in the future. All these radio shows will continue to help you on your path of enlightenment. So don't think that because you listen to one, you can't listen to some of them again. Especially like those, for example, that are about relationships or preparing for a threshold. There are many more thresholds to come. So just like the summer solstice will be another threshold, and there will be more new moons and full moons and other experiences. Please feel the potency of the times we live in here on Earth. They are truly powerful and exciting, filled with opportunities to manifest a new life of love, peace, joy, and abundance into reality. Just remember that often we as lightworkers have taken on some of the human karma to transform and transmute it into love and light. So don't get discouraged if something does not happen as quickly as you would like it to. But have no doubt, the path of enlightenment that you continue to tread will help many others to also step out of a state of limitation into the true glory of their divine self. And again, there will be many shifts occurring throughout this year. So just know that every time you face one of these shifts, you cross another threshold, you will make a difference. Once again, if you want to find out more about me and the services I offer or the upcoming schedules, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. Also be reminded that all events that I offer out of my center in Clinton, New Jersey are often recorded and can be downloaded and listened to by going to Mike Snyder's website at www.mikesnydercc.com. With that, I will close now for today. Blessings to you all. I am Brigitte Boyer, and you just listened to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Namaste. Peace out. May you be loved far beyond your expectations. And it is so. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Please tune in again for another edition with your host, Brigitte Boyer, and Saint Germain, along with other divine masters and angels of love and light. Have a good week.